along. Welcome back to Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in. Well, we've been on the air 30 years, and I think I've taken in those 30 years maybe two calls from this particular city. Let's bring Carol into the conversation, calling from the home of the Gadsden Hotel, Douglas, Arizona. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you this morning?
Good. Are you in Douglas this morning?
Well, yeah, I live in Douglas now.
Okay.
I'm actually on my way to the farmer's market in Bisbee, and I'm all excited about that, but I pulled off the road because I didn't want to lose you.
Okay, all right, very good. You're listening to us on what, KNST out of Tucson?
KNST out of Tucson.
Okay.
And I wanted to thank you for the referrals for the house, the roof on my house in Tucson. I got that fixed about 3 weeks before my job transferred me to Douglas, Arizona. And it's like, holy smoke, talk about fast.
Wow.
And anyway, so now I'm in Douglas. I'm renting this awesome home. And it's an adobe house built in 1920.
I like it already.
It's got some plumbing. Oh, it's got hardwood floors and a basement.
I like it.
Double pane windows, the air conditioning, and it's like, yeah, baby, it's awesome.
That sounds awesome.
And the rent is like, oh, my God, cheap compared to Tucson. Anyway, my question is, the problems that I'm having, I told Jennifer about one, and the bathroom sink faucet, when it was replaced, was not fastened down underneath. And I didn't know whether I should keep writing the landlord to get that fixed or whether I should try and do it myself. And she said, even with the plumbing that old, she thinks she'd leave it alone. I think I will, too.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a question I'm not sure what to do about. The water in the bathroom sink has good pressure. There's two bathrooms. And there's a bathroom with a shower, and that shower has good water pressure. The sink has good water pressure. The toilet flushes okay. I mean, no problems. But the other bathroom, the sink has good pressure, but the bathtub has a dribble. And I can't find any way to locate a valve to turn it to see if it was all the way on or off underneath the, you know, in the bathroom.
Right.
Where the tub is. And the kitchen sink dribbles. It dribbles hot water and it dribbles cold water. And I don't know what's going on.
How?
So the water pressure through.
Let's start in the kitchen. And we may get pushed up against the top of the hour here, and I may have to call you back, but let's start in the kitchen. How old is the kitchen faucet?
I don't know. It's a Delta faucet.
Okay.
So it's not that old.
Okay. All right. There should be, I'm guessing, there should be some way to unscrew the screen on the end of the faucet.
There is no aerator screen on it.
There is no aerator screen. Okay, well, that blows that.
It's just open pipe. Yeah, I thought of that, too.
Okay.
I've listened to you for a long time, Rose. You've filled my head with all kinds of good things.
Well, I tell you, darling, an adobe home in Douglas, probably galvanized plumbing. The source of plumbing problems in a home that old could come from 100 different places. The valves are going to be the first thing you're going to want to take a look at, both in that shower and in the kitchen sink that aren't operating. Possibly they're just all gummed up. After that, boy, those are the inexpensive repairs if you can break them loose and get them replaced. After that, it just gets worse and worse.
Okay, so I should probably ride the landlord to take care of it?
I would.
Because I don't know if I'll be – yeah, I don't think I want to take on – I mean, if it was at my home, I'd go for it,
yeah. Yeah, let the landlord be on the hook for it, because really, when you're trying to twist an old valve out of a galvanized pipe fitting, the galvanized pipe can be in such of a condition that literally you can twist the old pipe right out of its threads. You can literally just crack it right in half, and then you've got to shut the water off to the whole house, and you're shut down until that gets fixed. And repairing old galvanized is like the ankle bone connected to the shin bone, connected to the thigh bone, that once you break one piece, trying to get it out of the elbow before you break the next nipple that's connected to a T that goes to the other elbow, You know, you've started with a hole in the wall the size of a shoebox, and now you've got the whole end of the house ripped apart, trying to find out where's the good galvanized that you can start from again. So, Carol, thanks for calling. I'm glad we helped you with the roof in Tucson. Sounds like a great home of great character in Douglas. Go to the landlord. Let him lean on a plumber. Get you back in water pressure. Thanks for listening. Thanks for pulling off to the side of the road. Good luck at the farmer's market. When we get back, it's Allison in Scottsdale.